Welcome to Let's Learn Turkish. It's a great pleasure to be back, and I will be responding to one of the questions, trying to figure out if my baby is doing fine right now. So that's the life of a mom. So in this session, I will answer the question of Neva Naji from Instagram. By the way, for those who don't pose questions to me, you can reach me at Instagram by finding me at Meltem Barcelona, M-E-L-T-E-M Barcelona, to ask me any questions, introduce yourself, say that you're a Let's Learn Turkish listener. But let's keep it short this time, it is tricky. So Neva Naji was talking about words that read the same, sound the same, but have very different meanings. One is aç. Açmak as a verb is to open. For example, you could say Meltem kapıyı aç. Meltem opened the door. But somebody could also say açım, and that comes from aç olmak, to be hungry. Açım, bana yemek ver. I'm hungry. Give me some food. There are other words, of course, on the same domain. You could think of yüz. Yüz has a lot of meanings. Yüz is a hundred, like, you know, like to count hundred, but it's also face. Yüzünü göster. Göstermek is to show, so show your face. And yüz also means to shave, for instance, or like to shave something, yüzmek. So that's another word that comes to my mind. What else in Turkish sounds the same but means something completely different? Çay is another word. Çay is very common Turkish tea, right? But you know, çay is also like a small river. So this is a very interesting thing that Neva Naji brought, and for the constraints, I'll keep it very short this time. But I look forward to engage with all of you and answer your questions if we can address that in upcoming sessions. So find me on Meltem Barcelona, M-E-L-T-E-M Barcelona. My son just farted. I think this is going to be the most hilarious podcast on Spotify or wherever else you're finding. But take good care. Bye-bye.